This is your Sunday 12-10-17 Motivation, and this week I entitle it Prioritize What's Important to You. These get inspired from our calls that we have each week at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Kevin Touch, my co-host, enjoyed a great discussion this week with Chris of Inspired Life Podcast, as well as Body of Body Rock and Slaps, and we both had a great time interacting with these new anchor mates as we do each week. And we had to split the call up, I have to tell you. We had a little bit of a technical issue. And one of our friends, Chris, had to bail out on the call somehow. I don't know. I have to find out exactly what happened to Chris. But Chris wound up calling in afterwards, after the call was done, and he asked us a question. And so what we did was it inspired us to do a second call, just Kevin and I, answering Chris's question. And I think you'll find that interesting. So I broke the Record with Friends into two parts, even though each part has several segments. You'll be able to listen to either part. I didn't want to combine the two because it became a little bit too long, so I wanted to split it up. But in part two, it inspired the Prioritize What's Important to You based on something that happened personally to me. And I'm not going to tell you a whole lot more about it, but I think you'll gain some insight as to how social media can actually affect your social life. How's that? Okay? I don't want to tell you anymore. Remember, every Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Kevin and I invite new members of the Anchor community to come and join us and ask us questions, to let us know how they're making out in their first few days or few weeks of their involvement here in the community. And we always get inspired by hearing each person's comments. Although they're similar, they're always just a little bit different. So I hope you enjoy these. Love your feedback. Love you to support both Chris and Body at their stations. Let them know you heard about them here on the call. Gives us some ideas as to how we're doing, getting them introduced to the community, as well as introducing them to other new anchor mates, because that's truly the inspiration, as you'll hear on the call. I'm not going to spend any more time. Let's just get you into the call. Here we go.
Avi.
So sorry. Can you hear me now, Kay?
Yeah, you're good, man. We just had Chris from – there we go. It's Chris.
I'm back.
We had everybody in. I know. I saw everybody. The problem was – okay, now you guys can hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right. Awesome. Sorry about that. That's an inspired approach, so that you guys understand. If you're ever connected to a Bluetooth speaker when you start a call, make sure you turn the Bluetooth speaker off before you initiate the call. Otherwise, if you turn it off after you initiate, it cuts off your audio. You can hear it, but they can't hear you.
Talk.
So that's what happens. And you'll notice also with Bluetooth, Bluetooth will terminate your call if you're listening in the car. If you disable your Bluetooth, boom, it'll cut it off. So if you ever wonder about that, that's that. So welcome, guys. This is our Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m. Q&A call for our new anchor mates. And I'm certainly excited to have you guys both on the call, along with our veteran, Kevin Touch. Body Rockin' Slaps. Body, I'll continue to call you Body, but I wasn't sure. Do you want to use a first name or you prefer to remain anonymous?
I prefer to remain anonymous.
Right? We're going to keep you that way. Absolutely fine. And Chris, you don't mind me calling you Chris from Inspired Life Podcast, correct?
Not at all. That's fine.
All right, great. You guys are awesome. And, you know, I normally allow you guys to take the lead in terms of what you'd like to discuss, because it's organically grown into something very special anytime you guys do that. So if you, right, KT, I mean, it's been working out pretty well, hasn't it, past few weeks?
Absolutely. Woke Radio and Chris from Being Social have definitely hit it off for sure.
Oh, yeah, no question. But I know these guys have awesome chemistry as well, and it's going to be good stuff. And I know, Body, how long have you been on the anchor?
I've actually been on here for today marks the second day, actually.
awesome. You're perfect. You're a perfect candidate. You're exactly. Now, you know why I do this, guys. It's not just to train you. And Chris, you've been on just a little while longer, right?
Yeah, like 3 or 4 weeks, maybe.
Okay, cool. So you're perfect. You know, I normally like to have people that have been on for 4 weeks or less. So you guys fit the category. And the reason we do this is not necessarily to train you individually on any specific area, although I'm happy to do that. But the idea is to allow new people that hear this call to feel more comfortable getting involved with the community, because the people that hear you will be attracted to the fact that you're new. It's like coming into a new school. You know, the senior guys, the old guys like me, KT's been around since the summertime. People sometimes feel uncomfortable just tapping into the old guys here because we've already established an audience and whatnot. Although they shouldn't, they should never feel that way. I mean,
for sure.
KT and myself are completely open, and most people are here. Most people are incredibly receptive to have you new people as an audience. But what I'm talking about is when you come into a new school, you normally like buddy up with people that you first meet. And if they can buddy up with you and feel comfortable experiencing the same type of experiences new people have, then that becomes an attractive option. So that's why I do this call, and that's why KT inspired me to do it, because KT was bringing me people every week saying, yo, wow, we got some people to have some questions. Can we do a call? And I'd say, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And then it turned into this other thing. It kind of evolved into a concept where I like what we're getting out of this. So it's a mix of both things. You guys with me on it?
Yeah,
definitely. I think it's a great thing to do.
All right, awesome. So since Chris was invited first and then Body came in second, I want to give Chris the floor first, and then you guys each have as much time as you need here. We go as long as we have to. I don't like to go, you know, 3 hours, but I certainly want to go, you know, normally a half hour is our cap. So let's just talk a little bit. Chris, you've been here 3 weeks. What has your experience been so far? And if you have any challenges or something you'd like to discuss in particular, I know you called in about doing calls longer than 1 minute earlier in the week. And you know how I feel about that. But let's talk about some other stuff.
And I agree with you 100% on your take on that. I was, you know, this lady was just kind of going on and on in this call in, and I was thinking that had to have been a minute by now.
Yeah, going. Exactly.
So, I'm having a blast. I think Anchor is the best.
That's awesome.
The way I'm describing this to friends and clients and family is, I feel like when I first started, you know, getting into social media back when YouTube started and then Facebook and all that, it never really caught on for me, because I always kind of felt like it was passing notes in class, because, you know, even if you're establishing a connection with somebody, you still have to go through text. You still have to write stuff. So I feel like it's more like real life. Just being able to hear people's voice, and even on YouTube where you have videos, it's still, you know, it's not the intimacy. I don't know. It's just like being at a big dinner party, and everyone's got their own content, and then sharing with each other. And I just think I'm having a blast. It's so much fun commenting on people's, you know, stories and their days, and I just think it's so awesome. So much fun.
That's cool. I'm glad you're feeling that way, because that's the way we feel. You know, I've been here, it's going to be 2 years in February, and every day to us, the old timers, that's why we're here. It's the social aspect of the audio that makes it special, and I always reinforce that concept for people. Body, how did you even learn about the app? Where did you come from? What did you learn about it?
Well, I was just watching something on YouTube. What was the album review? That's why I usually be watching on YouTube, is album reviews or something like that. Something portraying the music or something, because that's why I usually dip and dabble in. It was on Dead End Hip Hop, if you want to check that out. Little plug right there. But they were doing a review, and then they said something about an Anchor app, and I usually just want to be tuned into everything they're saying because they usually give great reviews. So I looked on the app and looks like you could do something yourself. And I was like, why not do something myself? I'm not really doing that much anyway. So I just pretty much tripped into it, fell right into everything. And yeah, this is how, that's how it pretty much started for me.
Oh, that's very cool. And that's a real neat highlight, Body, because people often wonder, hey, is it valuable to mention Anchor outside of Anchor? Are people really going to care? Here's Body, who never heard of Anchor. He's watching a YouTube video. Somebody reviews it. Somebody mentions it. And I know our friend Queen Eileen is constantly touting the benefits of Anchor in her YouTube videos. And she's brought a number of people in. And it just is valuable when you hear about it. And that was the first time you heard about it, Body?
Yes, it is.
That's very cool. So I'm impressed with that. KT, it's pretty neat, right?
For sure. You see the different diversities of the origin story, which is impressive for sure.
Yeah. Now, Chris, how did you learn about Anchor?
I learned about it originally through Gary Vaynerchuk's podcast.
Okay.
And a couple years ago, and it was, I don't know if you guys have ever done more of doing the GarageBand editing and then having to publish on Libsyn, really labor intensive. So when I heard about Anchor, I was like, no, you're kidding me. You can make a podcast for free from your phone? All right, I gotta check this out. So I made two, and then just like day one, I realized, oh my gosh, this is so much more than a podcast. So that, and I forget to publish some of my episodes sometimes because I'm so excited about just interacting.
That's awesome.
And, you know, doing call-ins to people and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I got to publish an episode today.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, that's good. So, and, you know, you don't always have to publish an episode. You don't always have to do that. The value in interacting with others and making sure that happens is extraordinarily important to your overall success here on Anchor. It's not just about broadcasting or pushing out a podcast. It's about interacting so that you develop a rapport with people, because it's the people that make this app special, as you know.
Absolutely.
You did the Libsyn thing, right? Did you do that for a while?
I did about 200 episodes on my podcast, my fitness podcast.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you do the fitness stuff, right?
Yeah. So I'm a personal trainer and have my own studio here in San Jose, California. And that was the original podcast that I wanted to start. So it's my other channel or station, whatever we call it. It's called Ask Trainer Chris, and the Inspired Life podcast just has, because I get to riff about more kind of big picture things and things that are just calling my attention. It's I'm definitely logged in to this one much more often. So it's very interesting how that's kind of taken shape.
That's awesome. Now, have you ever used incorporated video in with your approach as well?
I have not. What are you speaking of specifically?
I mean, the health aspect.
YouTube channel, but
yeah, that's what I mean. So your YouTube channel is also the visual component of your business. That's good. All right, cool. That makes sense.
Exactly. Body.
So, Body, have you done any audio stuff in the past before you came here?
Not in the past. I've been looking into it. It always interests me as far as everything, as far as audio.
Yeah.
When it comes to actual videos, movies, films, music, audio is just something that always interests me, but I haven't dipped and dabbled in it yet.
Got it. All right. So you're interested, though, from a music perspective, because you're interested in music, right? Is that what your focus or your plan is, to do a musical show here?
Primarily, yes, it is. I'm willing to try anything at this point in time right now.
That's good.
That's just how you have to go into everything. I feel like if you're not willing to try something, then it's not really worth doing anyway. So
great attitude, man. Great attitude. You keep an open mind, you could do all kind of neat things. Now, the challenge with music here on Anchor is that you are offered the ability to share 30 seconds for free of both the Apple Play and the Spotify libraries, right? So you can get that on your station. Now, the rights that we have to use that music outside of Anchor are limited. while people can play your station on the web through a web interface at anchor.fm, if you look up your name of your station, yours will likely be anchor.fm/bodyrockandslaps. And same for Chris, it'll be anchor.fm/inspiredlifepodcast. You would be able to listen to your entire station, the 24-hour portion of it, on the web. Now, when you create a podcast, they allow you to incorporate the music in the podcast on Anchor. But when it gets pushed out through your RSS feed, no go. People can't hear your music component. Unless you have your own copywritten rights to music that you might be doing, if you're a creator and an artist and you want to lift your music up through the Clip Tool, which is also a web-based interface, your music can then be shared through your podcast, no problem. But if you're trying to get other artists into your show, and if those artists don't grant you permission to use their music, then it won't go. You can't do it legally anyway. Okay, there are ways to get to skirt that, but you don't want to do it because you can get into some legal binds. You don't want to get into that. So that's some of the limitation right now. And I know there are people that have been requesting the ability to take advantage of the the rights to use the music, but it, you know, it's tough. You're not a radio station. You're not paying royalties to the artist when you play it. And that's the key. And artists normally like to get paid when their music's played, right? So that's how they make money. So that's the story there. But I digress. I just wanted to get into that area. So, Chris, you've been here a little bit longer than Body. Have you had any specific issues or challenges that you want to talk about?
I did have a list earlier on in the week, and I've kind of figured out most of them.
Oh,
I think
good.
The only question I have that's of a technical nature is, do you guys know how I would go about adding
sure.
Push out an episode. I wanted like a that I create.
Yep.
Can I do that through Apple or through Spotify or?
Well, the way you do it is you do it offline. Okay.
Yeah.
You already have the familiarity because you have GarageBand. You have the ability because you've done lips and stuff. So all you do is you create the M4A on your own system or an MP3. Any way you want. And then what you do is you lift that up through the Clip Tool. So that's at anchor.fm/clip. You can drag the file right onto the web page, right from your computer. Or if you're going to store it in the cloud, drag it out of Dropbox. As long as you have access rights to it, just drag it out, drop it on that, or put a link into whatever source you want. But it allows you to search for the file into your computer, or once you're in the computer folder, just drag it up, put it on there. It gives you the ability to title it, gives you the ability to schedule it when you want it to appear. But once you lift it up to your station, now it'll be archived. So anytime in the future you want to reuse it, you just echo it back to your station and it's yours. It's coming out of your archive. You can reuse that whenever you want. Okay. You just can't, reuse other people's stuff that you have on your station, but as long as you have it in your archive and you lifted it, it's yours. So that becomes your recording, and then you just place it in the proper order. The challenge is right now we don't have the ability to reorganize our station. So you need to make sure that it's in front of the rest of your stuff. Okay. And so if it's the lead in, it's the lead in. Now, remember, you have a 24-hour cycle. So that lead in segment might be at the end of your station at the end of the day or the beginning of the next day, right? So depending on what type of cycle of recording you're on, if you record all day long like I do and like KT does, oftentimes people will come on to your station. Hey, KT, you record all day long or what?
I probably do. Knowing me, I'm engaging and connecting like this almost every minute, it seems like.
There's not enough hours in the day, brother. I know that. So what happens is, When you're lifting these types of segments up, you have all these, you know, 5 or less minute segments, and they start to build up until you have so much on your station that half of it falls off by the morning and half of it's still there from the end of the day. And people come into your station and they hear these what I call dangling participles of sound. And sometimes there's a disconnect between your original thought and what you're commenting on. So that becomes a
right.
But I know I got a call in regarding that topic, because some people want to start fresh every day. They want to have your intro, people come to your station, and there are people that want that to happen. And the way that happens is to allow your station not to have 24 hours of stuff on it. So if you just put in, for example, 8 hours of stuff, by 16 hours later, it's gone. It's you know, it's going to come off 24 hours later, and it's gone in the beginning of the day. So you just have to look at how that's going to roll. You just have to see where it's going to fit, you know. But ultimately, if you delete it, this is the challenge. So some people will just want to delete yesterday's stuff. If you delete it, it's gone. It comes out of your archive. It comes out of your episodes. And if you do that, you get in trouble, right? If you want to keep it. Some people don't care. They don't want to keep it. They record it offline anyway, so it doesn't need to be there. So it's up to you. It's a different approach. But you get that episode or the intro up. You can get an outro up. And that's the way I do a lot of my stuff. I have a different intro oftentimes for each day of the week, depending on what the topic is. You might have different pieces in that you have. You have other people recording them for you, and you echo them in. So it works out nicely. Okay? So that's cool. Body, you're in here for like 2 days. So you must have a lot of questions, right?
Sort of, kind of. Like, all my questions usually get, like, answered throughout me just experimenting with everything.
Good.
But, yeah, I have a few questions, though.
Okay, I want to make sure before you ask me, we have a website that we're putting together that Dr. Dan of Anchor Talk, if you haven't favorited Dr. Dan Anchor Talk or Eileen, I-L-E-A-N-E, their stations are great technical support stations, and we partnered together. Dr. Dan had this great idea. He put together a website called anchorbootcamps.com. And on anchorbootcamps.com, you can find an index of most of the topics you're going to be looking for answers on, okay? And you can search that. Have you been over there yet, KT?
Yeah, I've been over there one time, actually.
Okay, cool. It keeps getting better. I'm going to try to load a bunch of stuff now because we're getting a snowstorm, so I'll have a little more time to do this over the weekend. But what we're going to do is try to get all our stuff out of our archives that we haven't put on our stations recently that may be in episodes, and make that indexable. Because right now, you can't search an episode. You can't search an archive, a personal archive. You can only go hunting for it, and it's time-consuming. And if you're looking for stuff on someone else's station, unless they're titling it real well in their episodes, it becomes very, very difficult to get to the wheat amongst the chaff of information. So what we are doing is breaking those important segments out and making them a blog post, and we're embedding the audio from our stuff into this blog post. So it was a great idea Dr. Dan had, and it gives us the ability to allow anybody that wants to search it. It's completely free. And then we have sister Facebook pages that additionally support all that stuff. So all that's listed there. You just look up anchorbootcamps.com. It's plural, and it works out real well. So with that in mind, you always have a resource to go to, along with, you know, anytime you can call into our stations and ask questions as well. So that's what we're here to do. So give me a question, Body, or two or three.
Okay, I'll just start off with one right now. As far as connecting with everybody else, and like I remember you were talking about it earlier with just getting your name out there pretty much and sharing it with your family and friends and stuff like that. As far as that, is there something that would make the link probably like more directed towards you as much as it is towards the app itself?
Are you meaning outside the app?
I think he's meaning like Instagram, Twitter, like that kind of stuff, Body.
Yes.
Okay, we don't have Instagram, but Avi can answer the Twitter side for sure.
Well, again, if you're looking to share something you've already done inside of Anchor, outside of Anchor, there's basically two ways to do it effectively. Now, I don't recommend sharing current segments outside of Anchor because they disappear in 24 hours. Okay, so whatever link
you put to a current segment is good for 24 hours. And then if somebody hits it, it's a stale link. It'll bring them to your station, but not to the segment you intended to share. So what I recommend is you share segments from your episodes. And you're familiar with the episodes category now, Body?
Yes.
Okay. And you can push that out as a podcast, but you don't have to. You can create episodes. Some people think that just because you have an episode, it has to be a podcast. It doesn't. It doesn't become a podcast until you actually create and publish your first podcast. And then the entire stream, all your episodes go out through that RSS feed. Okay. So if you create an episode, that section can be shared as a permalink. So any link to that segment in the episode side will go out and you can share it in the public. So if you just want to tweet out a particular segment from your episode, goes right out the door. If you want to share it in Instagram, you can create a video. Okay. And what happens there is you save your segment as a video. You can transcribe it to the actual conversion of your words to text. And that video shows up. And then Instagram allows you a 1 minute portion of that video to go out to their particular site. So you're better off using video on Instagram because links don't work in Instagram, okay? You can paste the link there. People can see it, but then they have to look at it and then type it in to a browser. Most people aren't going to go to the trouble to do that unless you shorten the link, which you can do, and make it more memorable. So there are a number of ways. You can use Bitly links. You could use Rebrandly as a source to do that, and you can create your own domain, all kind of stuff there. But sharing out that way works. You can also share your stuff into Facebook, same way. Either use a video, use a, you know, a link in Facebook. The links work, right? They work in Twitter. So just make sure you're sharing episode segment links so that they can last more than 24 hours. In terms of interaction inside of Anchor, the benefit of getting people to notice you is you don't get them to notice you by promoting. Best way to do it is to go to their station and interact with the topic at hand so that people can hear how smart you are and how you can contribute and share your ideas and all the other stuff. And then people say, whoa, that Body's a cool guy. I want to go listen to his station. But it's not by going to their station saying, hey, I'm Body and I just came on the Anchor. But you know how it is. And, you know, I always use the motto, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You wouldn't necessarily want somebody coming to your page pitching yourself. Now, there are days where we promote people. So, for example, I have pages like Follow Fridays. I have Welcome Wednesdays where I invite you to come in and talk all about yourself. I love that. Okay? This is an opportunity to do that. So we're going to call this a call for the day. And at this point, I appreciate you guys being here. And I think we covered a lot of material today, don't you, KT?
Oh, yeah. I think, Bobby, hopefully you got something new, man. You can just roll with the system. I know you're only day two in, but we've connected. I think you'll be in good shape, my man.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate everything that happened pretty much. It wasn't so much. It was like me not knowing what's going on. It's just more like verifying that everything that I was doing was, you know, as far as everything was good and stuff, you know.
You're always good. Remember, Body, there's nothing you can do wrong that you can't fix. I guarantee
exactly.
You. Okay? There's nothing you can do wrong. I'd rather you make all the mistakes in the world than not try whatever you want to try. It's always a better approach because your originality will shine through and people will love you for it. So always remember that. It's an absolute key ingredient to success. But any way you go out in life, I always want to give you that reinforcement and positive support because we're here to help you. KT and I are here to help you. And everyone on this platform is extraordinarily supportive and welcome. And that's what everyone says that comes on here. They say, I can't believe how warm and receptive this audience is. It's a tremendous community. And that's what the reputation is here. You're not
like
gonna
a family.
Yeah, you're not gonna find the trolls. You're not gonna find, you know, everywhere you have some kind of weirdo that's gonna come on. You know, I can't say there's 100% perfect, but the compared to some other platforms, it's a tremendous platform, free of a lot of that stuff, because people have to reveal themselves here to be a troll. If they comment out of whack, you can always block them. Okay, so it presents a very difficult challenge for somebody to be that way, and we as a community try to do our best to keep that from happening. So it's great, man. So Body, I appreciate you. Any questions you have? I know I didn't give you enough time for a lot of questions, but I certainly want to let you know that if you have any, just hit me up and I'll be happy to help you. And if you want to come on Welcome Wednesday, this Wednesday, anytime that's convenient for you, hit me up and I'll be happy to include you, and we'll do a one-on-one that way. Okay.
Okay. I really appreciate it, by the way, man. It's a really great experience that I've been having so far, and I hope everybody else does great too.
Awesome. You're the best.
Buddy. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks, KT. Stay warm. Don't get into any trouble. I'm staying in tonight. I wanted to go dancing tonight, but not going to happen for me. I'm going to stay in.
Stay safe out there.
Buddy. All right, guys. Take care. Thanks again. Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, peace.
So we lost Chris from Inspired Life Podcast on our original call, and Kevin and I decided, since he called in and had a final question, I wanted to include that in this tag on to our first part of the call. And Kevin was kind enough to join me, since we just got snowed in today here in the Jersey, Philadelphia, tri-state area. And Kevin, how much snow did you get?
Well, actually, down the shore, we got nothing because...
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got to send you a private picture afterwards, but we got 0 inches. It's all wintry mix. It's okay. I'm not a big snow guy, so it's all good.
No, I hear you. That's often the case down the shore, though, because of the salt air. It's normally warmer, and it just doesn't stick anyway. So that's pretty interesting. We're supposed to be getting like 5.5 inches.
And, well, I'm sad right now.
The biggest issue is that, the snow and the water on the roads, it's 29 degrees. So the streets get really, really slippery. So it's not a good idea to be traveling out in this kind of weather. So as a result, where I'd normally be would be dancing tonight. And I'm home making sure that I take care of business. So let's play Chris from Inspired Life Podcast. I'm using my Bose Bluetooth speaker to get this call included here with us, rather than do any fancy legwork by downloading his audio and trying to incorporate it and weave it into the call, which I could do as well. But I think this technique could be used by others, and I wanted to share that with you too. So here we go. Here's Chris.
Hey, Avi, it's Chris from the Inspired Life Podcast. I was on the call with you just now, had some technical difficulties. It appeared that I was still on the call, but I was getting no audio. So I'll listen to the end of the call when you broadcast it. But I did actually have one last question. I wanted to ask you what is your typical day like on Anchor? Because I know that you and Kevin are both posting pretty much all day. Are you just... you just get a notification and you respond to it real quickly, or do you have it planned, or is it more like whatever comes that day is what you go with, or is it kind of 50-50? So I think that was my last question. Just kind of what are your Anchor habits look like, I guess. And just want to thank you again for that call. I know it left abruptly, but hopefully this call in works. But thanks again, Avi. Talk to you soon.
The next best thing to be in there, Chris. I'm glad he was able to join us. You heard that okay, right, KT?
That was perfect. There was a little beep horn, but that was it. It was so good.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was him. He was beeping the horn because he was on the road. I don't know what he was doing. I don't know how we lost him. We're going to have to ask him how we lost him. But I think that was an excellent call. So I'm going to let you field the answer first, and then I'll chime in with my my response. How do you explain your behavior here? Because it's a lot more sophisticated than mine is.
All right. So the behavior of KT is pretty much the secret. Right? Here we go. So pretty much I'll explain a day of the life of KT on Anchor. So let's say it's typical Saturday. So I wake up. I just, do what I got to do, take out the trash, whatever. Then I hop on Anchor. And my strategy pretty much is to do the following. Either connect and engage on one station, put out, Anchor Nation promos on another station, or my other station, Anchor Nation Next Gen, we put out a question of the day and see where it goes. But on a regular day, pretty much my day is just, I call and see if I got any call-in feeds. If I get call-ins, that's content right there. I use that as leverage. let's say I had no call-ins, then I start with my morning update, see where that goes. And then on a Saturday, I have a lot of Saturday is my biggest day of collaboration. So I'm either going to be on Lucky Gang's Culture Shock show, or I'm going to be on, obviously, you know, Tech of Three, or whatever the case may be. But for me, it really is just there's no strategy. The fact is that I just go whatever with the flow. If it's time, the right time to connect and engage, I connect and engage. If it's the right time to publish a call in, publish a call in. Pretty much, I just know myself and know I'm comfortable. And to be honest, my behavior is downright sporadic at times and downright addicting. I mean, that's pretty much it. I'm pretty much addicted to this thing where if I see it's the right time to strike with a connect and engage, I do it. If it's the right time to be social, I'd be social. If it's the right time to publish a call in, I publish a call in. If it's the right time to, you know, whatever, X, Y, Z, I just kind of feel it. I feel it out. And that's just how I do it. I mean, if a notification pops up, then I'll listen. Then I'll start listening. I'll start giving other people calling. So really, it's just all about knowing yourself, and then you'll know what the time management brings.
That's pretty cool. You know, I noticed that you're very reactive. So when you get a notification, you're pretty much on it. And you're oftentimes the first listener on a segment that I post. So you must be getting notifications the minute I push them out. I don't know how else you could be doing it other than looking over my shoulder. Maybe I have a camera in my house. I'm not
sure. Oh, man.
I'm not the only one. I think you're that way with others. So you're pretty much involved with Anchor almost all day long, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the only time I'm not is when I'm at school. And even when I'm not at school, I get a break. I'll just hop on Anchor. If I'm not, then my presence is still in the air. And then when I get done with class, I see all my notifications, respond to all those in like 30, 40 seconds, and then continue on, get back home, finish my work, get back on. It's pretty much just a process. And the process is pretty – it seems mundane. It seems kind of like, oh, I would get tired of this in 10 seconds. But to me, this is the work I put in that I'm like, all right, if I'm going to get somewhere with this, I got to at least engage and connect. My goal is to engage and connect with five people a day, whether it be, you know, it doesn't have to be record with friends. Give them a call, give them a comment, whatever the case may be. And if I can accomplish five a day, then if I feel comfortable, I'll step it up to 10, 20, 30, whatever. Eventually, the goal was to eventually get 30 a day. That's the goal, believe it or not. Just giving someone a call in, a comment, or record with friends, I'll do the math in my head. Well, it doesn't have to be 30, but it feels like if the aura is there and the presence is there, I'm like, all right, job's done. We'll move on to the next day. Let's see who else we can connect. It's pretty interesting.
That's awesome. And, you know, people will listen to that and say, wow, I don't know if I have the time. That getting out, you just said. Now, I know during the contest you were investing 8 to 9 hours a day minimum, you know, a few weeks ago. So the question is now, on an average week, what is your daily time allotment? Have you calculated that?
Yeah, I've actually, in my head, I'm only doing 5-6, but still 5 and 6, that's still like a number that most people still are not even capable of reaching. So really, it's not that big of a difference, unless the anchorcation that took maybe 3 hours a day. But the thing is, it depends. If you look at, if I go,
so we got plowed in.
Yeah, it could have been. I think they may have hit a cable when they were digging back there. No, but you know what? I was on the Android tonight. Now, believe it or not, when you're on a call with an Android user, you lose them in about 7 minutes. I mean, it was between 7 and 8 minutes where we kicked out. Now, I patch that I did, so I'm sure that the patch is not the solution, because we were on the call for much longer today, and that call was on my iOS. So I decided to call you back on iOS so we could complete the call. But the reason I used the iOS or the Android initially was because I had the Bluetooth connected to my phone. And then when I called you back, I realized that I made the same mistake earlier. I left the Bluetooth on, so that's why I called you a second time, and that's why you didn't hear me the first time. So with all that said, 5 hours a day, dude, is a lot of time. Most people are sitting back and they're saying, wait a minute. I want to go to the gym. I want to make my workout maybe an hour a day. And here's Mr. Muscle Guy next to me, and he's lifting 5 hours a day. I can't compete with that. And, you know, if you want to work out with the big guys, you got to spend the time, right? That's basically the way it is. But this is not something that everyone could do, should do.
Absolutely.
I'm not promoting that. But look, Kevin's a student. He has some extra time. When he goes full time in a job, unless he's running the company, he's going to have a hard time getting exactly. away with 5 hours on anchor. So he's taking advantage of that while he can, and that's certainly an option. Now, me, on the other hand, I'm self-employed, so I can do the same thing Kevin's doing. So we're probably not the typical users of Anchor, guy. But we do want to explain, because people are going to ask, how do you manage a station when you're doing this type of thing where you're interacting daily? I have a little more structure, not a whole lot more, but I decided over time to dedicate basically days of the week. So again, Monday is Motown Monday. Tuesday is my Tech Talk tips that I bring in from the Amazon Alexa platform that I have been doing since January of this year. It's going to be a year, the end of December, that I'd be on that every week. I only do that once a week. Imagine if I had to do that every day.
Oh my God.
That's a job too, because I come up with a little bit longer form content for that. I normally script that. I record it offline. I lift it up to my Amazon web space there, and then I have to integrate it through my app. It gets a little complex. I'd love to automate it and then feed stuff that I do on Anchor into it, which I could do, but I just haven't decided to do that. I think it's okay right now. Now, as Amazon and the Alexa platform takes off, it will likely mandate that I spend more time there, because I think I'll have more subscribers and I'll have a more wider incentive to do that. But that's my Tuesday. And Tuesday is also a schedule type day where I'll do a lot that way. I forget the name of it on 10. Wednesday's Welcome Wednesday.
Welcome Wednesday.
So we do the Welcome Wednesday, and that was spawned on by Dr. Dan. And I think it's a great idea to be able to bring new people in. You're doing that on a daily basis. I dedicated at least one day a week to do that. And then I try to do the record with friends with a new person that comes in the Anchor. And, you know, I found that many people don't necessarily respond to that invitation. I'd love to have more people do it, but normally I get one or two maximum. Thursday is Thoughtful Thursday and Throwback Thursday.
Throwback.
So luckily I can go into my archives and bring stuff out that people may or may not have heard already, but many people that are new haven't heard. So I'm able to reintroduce that. Follow Friday, fabulous Follow Friday I do. And that gives me some direction. It's an outline. And then of course, Q&A weekends. And then we do our call at 3 p.m. So I have that basic outline, Chris, that I do. And ultimately, within that, the way I respond to calls is I do my best, because they'll pile up if I don't answer the questions. And during the day, I'll get notifications and I'll see who's asking questions. If it's later in the day, I'll wait, or overnight. I get calls internationally. Obviously, people are listening to the station when I'm asleep. So I'll pack those calls and bring them into the daily routine the following day. But if it's earlier in the day, I try to get them in as quickly as they come in and answer them. If I could answer the question with new content, fabulous. As I build up the library of archives, I'm often able to answer the question, because it's not a question I haven't heard before. I bring that in from the archive. So the concept here is, the longer you're on Anchor, the more content you can actually create from your archives and be able to integrate with your system. So it actually reduces the amount of time you actually have to spend on a daily basis. And you just need to keep track of what you're doing so you can find it. I can spend as much time, Kevin, looking for old content in my archives and my episodes as I do recording it from scratch. So sometimes I'll just record the answer rather than look for it again. And I'll come up with a different answer, same answer, different way to express it. However, there are times when I've spent some time and I record a lot of these tips offline, and I want to go back to them. And then people are asking questions also now in comments. So I'm going back to my episodes and I'm pasting links to my episode answers in the comments so that they can tap on them and listen. So it just is a matter of growing with it. And I try, like I said, to respond as quickly as possible. Oftentimes people say, wow, you responded quickly. It's because I have nothing better to do.
I love it.
When you get right down to it, I just hang around. I'm a single guy now. I'll share something personal with you. I had my partner, significant other, with me for 21 years. And she left me back in October. So I have a lot more spare time. And I got to be honest with you. This is something people can learn from. One of the significant reasons why she got fed up with me and my behavior in social media is because I was spending so much time on this platform. I got to be honest with you. It's something you can learn from. It's serious. But I had alluded to it many times before. But if you're alienating someone you care about and you're taking time away from them, not just on Anchor, but in anything you do, you need to really pay attention to where your priorities are.
For sure.
Unfortunately, my priorities were with Anchor. I got to be honest with you. It's not nice to say, but we started to grow apart. She had interest in other things. And she wanted to pursue some other things. So it was an amicable, agreement that we were going to go our different ways. But now I have a lot more flexibility in my schedule. When and before, I didn't have as much I had as much flexibility, but I was pissing people off as a result of doing it. Now I don't piss as many people off. But I still, I'm enamored with this platform. And as long as it stays this way. What'll happen? This is the irony in the whole thing, Kevin. What'll happen is she left me, and then the Anchor will just drop off the face of the earth. I'll be sitting here. I'll be calling Kevin on the telephone. Say, Kevin, let's talk, because I have nobody to talk to anymore.
Oh my God! No, the moral of the story is, guys, you got to be single. I'm single too. That's how it works. No,
it does help. You got to be single, either a student or self-employed. If you have those criteria, you can be extremely successful here on Anchor.
That's it.
It's funny, isn't it? But ultimately, everyone has a budget. How much time that is important to you, and it's all a matter of prioritization. You can't let things that are important to you go by the wayside, whether it's a social life, family, relationships. You need to pay attention and prioritize what's important to you. And in addition, if Anchor's important to you, figure out how much time you can allow so it doesn't interfere with your workflow. Yeah, I know people that are on here that are taking the phone with them to work. They have headphones on. They may be able to get away with it for a little while. But I can tell you, your boss probably isn't enamored with the fact that you're in the hallways and out in the parking lot with your phone talking and things like that. It may be affecting your work habits, because even if you're not on the phone, you're probably thinking about being on the phone. And it takes it away from there. I'm an independent consultant, so I'll take the phone with me and I'll share Anchor a lot with my clients. And sometimes I get an emergency situation, I'll pick up the phone and I'll respond to it at the client. So they're all different approaches you can do, but it's not always a benefit to you to spend the time in social that you think it is. So that's just what I'll leave Chris with. And KT had some good answers, and I think we had a little fun with the answers.
For sure.
And, it's good stuff. So this is going to air on Sunday, as we always do. We do the call mid-afternoon on Saturdays. We make sure that it's all tweaked out, and then I edit it and get it offline. And I lift it up through the clip tool. That's the way I approach these calls. Not all of my calls do I do that way, but these particular ones seem to always have issues. So I have to tweak them and I have to mend them together. And that's what I'm going to be doing with this one. So if you have any questions about how that's done, I'll certainly be happy to handle that. Call in. And if you have any questions about any of this stuff, please hit Kevin up, hit me up, hit any of the participants up. I encourage you. One of the reasons we do this call is to invite people to participate, not with just us, but with the people that we have on this call, because it's an encouragement for people to get on the call, to be exposed to you guys, to be able to interact, hear what they're like, hear what they're doing. And that's what we love to have happen. So that's the bonus. If you're here listening to this call and you're new, please call in to either Kevin or myself. Kevin's been doing an admirable job. That's another part of his 5 hours a day. He's always recruiting new people that are coming into Anchor and letting them know that we do this call on Saturdays. And oftentimes they'll call in to me and say, yo, Ob, Kevin told me about your call on Saturdays. I want to make sure you include me in the list. So I keep them in my call-ins and I write down their names and I make them. And that's the other thing. I need to have you favorite me.
That's
anytime,
important.
Yeah. And for me to call you, I mean, this isn't a self-serving thing, although it is. But the fact is, if you favorite the station, it puts you in the list. And this goes for anyone that wants to do a record with friends. If you're trying to engage with someone and you want to call them, they need to favorite your station for them to appear in your list of people to contact. If they don't favorite you, you're not in the list. And now you have a very difficult time trying to track them down. You actually have to send them a message to be able to get a hold of them because they're not part of your favorite list. So make sure that they favorite you, you favorite them in return. Don't just make it one way. Whenever somebody favorites me for a call, I make sure I favorite them because I want to hear what they're doing and I want to track them. And, you know, there's never enough favorites. You might think you want to keep your special people in your rotary dial, but you know what? You have a little more favorites than most people, Kevin. You don't use the dial, do you? I mean, when you want to look for somebody, you look in your people list, or you just do a search for them, right? If you go based on the dial, it's like a radio. You probably have more stations that you listen to in your automobile than allowed in the presets that you have. So make sure that you know the call number of your station and go to them and look them up or look them up by name, and you'll normally be able to find them with your search. So enough said. Kevin, thanks, man.
No problem.
You didn't get too much snow, but I'm going to go out and get on my sled now. Okay.
Well,
have a good night, man. Thanks.
You too, bro.
All right, bye.